Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MyBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. How are you today?
I am doing well, and good afternoon.
MyBiz article reads, big box retailers use dark store loophole to cut their Michigan property tax bills. I'm already intrigued.
This has nothing to do with how many lights they turn on. It all has to do with the taxation of these big box retail stores, Home Depot, Menards, Lowe's, and yes, Meijer Inc. here in Grand Rapids. You know, Meijer's slogan, as we say in the story by Nick Madison in my business week, why pay more? Well, why pay more taxes? And here's what's going on. It's called the dark store theory. Basically, a lot of these big box chain retailers, they have a real common template on how they develop a store. It's kind of an architectural scheme. It's a layout that when you see a Home Depot, even if you don't see the sign, you recognize it. Meijer, it's recognized. You kind of recognize these stores, and it's kind of the facade, the design kind of creates the brand, the image in your mind. Well, what the retailers say, number one, is because they really have a customized design for their stores and their buildings, that may make them obsolete from the get-go. So, they've argued this successfully to the Michigan Tax Tribunal in appealing their local property tax assessments, that because these stores have a customized use, the value of that property, if they were to ever close that store, is reduced. Therefore, their tax burden should be reduced. And that's a real simplified version of explaining this. There are also quite often deed covenants put into these properties that should Meijer, Menards, Home Depot, whatever big box retailer, should they ever leave that property, the owner who leases that property cannot go ahead and lease it to a competitor. That takes away further value from the property, therefore they should have a less reduced tax burden. So this has been argued for a number of years as these chains appeal their tax assessments to the Michigan Tax Tribunal, which has agreed with that argument. How much is this costing local communities? And, you know, you hear local communities, everybody's budget is stressed. Nobody has enough money in their budget. Your townships, your cities, your counties, they're always looking at ways to become more efficient, more productive, best use of the tax money. Over a number of years, I don't have the exact count, but through June of this year, and this one specifically, this figures from 2013 through June of this year, this has cost communities around Michigan nearly $75 million. The exact figure is $74.3 million, and that's an estimate that comes from the Michigan Association of Counties. That's a chunk of money. If you're a small township that's looking to maintain some police and fire service, if you're a city looking to maintain and balance that budget each year and keep police officers on the road and keep the parks in good shape, that little bit of money, whatever chunk is yours, that matters. So it's an issue that's brewing here in Ottawa County. The Michigan Association of Counties estimates that those appeals of those assessments, they've cost Ottawa County about $14.8 million since 2010, and that goes in the revenue that has to go back to these retailers. So it's an emerging issue here in Michigan. Some folks argue that they're simply gaming the system. And the retailers who argue know that we're just simply paying our fair share of taxes based on what our facilities, our structures should be assessed at.
I know that in some cases, and granted this may be rare, but in some cases you had mentioned that oftentimes in the lease deal, if the big box leaves, that it cannot be leased out to a big box competitor. The issue there is, then you have an empty store, which then decreases the values of surrounding properties.
Yeah, and how much do local cities and townships love seeing that? Sometimes when you have these power centers and you're the owner or developer of these centers, those big box retailers are an attraction. They become a destination, so they're a coveted client. And these are parts of the lease agreements that are pretty common now. So, yeah, when that store doesn't make it or they decide over a number of years, and this happened in Muskegon with a Target store, they decide to relocate somewhere else in that community to a better location, a better facility, that's sometimes make it a little harder to find a new tenant for that property. and then that property can become maybe a little run down, maybe a little blighted, and that then affects the surrounding property values, and that affects the tax collections for these communities.
Speaking of tax collection, as the House and the Senate try to come up with a road funding plan, we are beginning to see some compromise here. And yes, we may see a gas tax increase, some registration fees, and then along with, I guess, some cuts in the general budget to make all this happen, to come up with that, what, $1.2 billion needed, I believe, per year. How is MyBiz approaching this, and what are you looking at there?
Well, what we're hearing out of Lansing, this is, comes from various reports we hear out of the Capitol from Capitol reporters. Just, you know, the legislature's back in session, returned to Lansing this week. The top issue there, when you look at it, is finding a road funding package. You're right, $1.2 billion is what the estimate says is needed to maintain the roads and get them in better shape, and the roads and bridges here in Michigan. So what the legislators are looking at now, and this is in the kind of a House-Senate conference committee, is looking at kind of a combination of better spending the money, taking it out of existing revenues, but also looking at some form of a gas tax increase. You know, that proposal back in May just got crushed at the ballot. About 80% of the voters opposed it. And so it's really, what does that mean? Did it, folks just not like that proposal, or did they were simply against any higher taxes? This is something the legislators and the lawmakers have to go through and figure out. Bottom line, you do need to better maintain the roads here in Michigan and fix up the roads and the infrastructure. How do you do it? So right now, what's really being bannered about in Lansing this week is kind of a combination of current revenue, then maybe raising some more revenue with a kind of an unspecified increase in the gasoline tax right now. We might hear more about this by late this week, maybe into next week, but it's something the legislature is trying to hammer out.
I believe it's going to committee next, and yeah, we should know something perhaps by the end of this week, if not into next week. CARE Network, this is interesting. Instead of the hospital mergers and the acquisitions that we're seeing, you're seeing something new taking place here in Michigan.
Yeah, something that maybe provides an alternative. You know, we've seen a lot of consolidation in healthcare lately. Hospitals partnering up, joining forces, smaller hospitals especially, becoming part of larger health systems. We've seen that especially with Spectrum Health here in Grand Rapids. Well, the alternative, if these hospitals, some smaller community hospitals, wish to remain independent, how do you then kind of bulk up and improve your operations in an era where you're being held more accountable for quality, for outcomes, for how well you care for your community? And the economics are beginning to focus more on that. What you have here is six health systems here in Michigan have kind of gotten together to form this CARE network. This includes Bronson Healthcare down in Kalamazoo, Lakeland and St. Joseph as well as Sparrow in Lansing, Allegiance over in Jackson, Covenant in Saginaw, and Mid-Michigan in Midland. What they really do is they start getting their medical staffs together and start getting best practices. They identify what works best, and they share those. It used to be, you know, everybody was an island unto themselves. We all have our best practices. We keep them to ourselves, and we compete in the marketplace. Well, now the thinking is, you need more collaboration. Share best practices. Share what works. Share what improves quality. Share what improves the cost structure. And these six, they formed this here a couple of weeks ago, and they're going forward, and we're seeing other variations of this. Last year, we had one called Together Health. That was formed between Ascension Health, which is the parent corporation of Borges down in Kalamazoo, and Trinity Health, which, of course, has Mercy Health, St. Mary's in Grand Rapids, and Mercy Health Muskegon. So this is the era we're in. You're seeing more collaboration in healthcare instead of competition. Obviously, folks compete hard for the market, and we see some pretty hard competition here in West Michigan and Grand Rapids. But the notion is you can learn from each other. You can learn best practices from one another, and that begins to make things better, better quality, and a better system for the cost.
And you're saying this isn't at the hospital level, correct?
It's at the health system level, which, you know, health systems, basically the hospital, affiliated or owned physician practices, your outpatient centers. It's all to kind of have basic coordinated care and basic protocols in place that are common. You know, every industry has its industry standards, and healthcare is beginning to get there. And there's been a number of research studies over the years that say if you have a condition, if you go to this health system, this hospital, in this market, you get treated this way, where a health system or hospital across town or in another part of the state may treat you in a different manner, may have a different care or protocol they follow. Why is that? Why don't we have industry standardization in healthcare? This is something that we're beginning to see is kind of think of that in terms of other industries with standardization. This is something that's now coming to healthcare.
MyBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.